we make these investments, we pay them off, and in the long run, we have to believe that we're going to be better for making those investments and having those economic development type activities in our community.
Star Bonds can help an area develop tourism activities. Grow Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to share all of the details about a Star Bond and some of the ideas on how we could use them in Ellis County on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, Star Bonds are a mechanism that was put in place by the Kansas legislature that the Department of Commerce deals with. And it's a mechanism to finance improvements for primarily tourism activities. I think the Department of Commerce felt that communities in Kansas needed to do more as it relates to drawing people to a community. Obviously, when people come to a community, they spend dollars. The activities they participate in, may generate jobs and those type of things. So that's why they put in place this Star Bond mechanism. And what it is, it is the financing mechanism that allows for a community to make these improvements and then pay for it through tax generation, sales tax generation that would normally go to the state or to the local municipalities, go towards retiring these Star Bonds. So in Kansas, I think right now the state sales tax is 6.15% and local sales taxes are all over the board depending on which community you're in. But in Hayes, I think our overall tax rate is 9.25%. Those are the majority of those funds would be used to retire those Star Bonds, and those funds that are those taxes that are generated in the Star Bond District. So when you do a project like this, you designate a district which will contain the tourist attraction, the retail, the restaurants, retail stores, whatever it might be, and the sales tax generated in that district are routed to retire those Star Bond debts. And there have been a lot of successful projects across the state, and there's been some that haven't been that successful. It's a little bit controversial in some areas because things haven't worked out quite as well as they thought they would. But we feel Hayes would be a great location for a Star Bond project, right on Interstate 70. Lots of people come here in terms of a trade area and that type of thing. So we've been working with various developers talking about what might work, and we think we'd love to have a Star Bond district here in Hayes.
Yeah, and I think too, what an opportunity as we sit halfway between Kansas City and Denver, all those pit stop peoples. It's very similar to the conversation in my head that we had about the convention, or not the convention, but the travel plaza. Like what an opportunity we could have if we had it here for people to stop and spend some dollars in Hayes.
Absolutely. That's our goal, or would be our goal, is of those 14 or 15,000 cars per day or vehicles per day that go up and down I-70 in front of our community, how can we capture more of those? And, I've said one of our in our community, our resources that we need to leverage are the university, the hospital, and Interstate 70. Other communities may have natural resources. I've talked about it all the time. You know, Southwest Kansas, they have water. And so they have leveraged that into growth with cattle production and beef production, that kind of thing. Our resources are the interstate, the university, and the hospital. We need to leverage those. And Star Bonds would absolutely be a way we could leverage Interstate 70 and all those people going by our community.
Yeah. You know, I wonder to maybe put some, put a kind of a, an idea in the heads of folks out there. What are some examples of Star Bonds that have been used in Kansas successfully?
Well, the most visible one is the Legends in Kansas City with the Speedway and all the retail and everything out there. That was a large Star Bond project and a very successful one.
And it continues to grow
And continues to grow, and it just been a catalyst for all kinds of growth that has occurred out there in the west side of Kansas City and in Wyandotte County. So that's a great example. You know, others, Manhattan has done a Star Bond project for their Flint Hills Discovery Center, kind of a museum and that kind of thing. And there's been a lot of retail that's built up around that. Derby has a Lagoon Hotel, and a dinosaur park that they put in a Starbond project. Goddard has done an aquatic park. Dodge City enhanced their Boot Hill district and put in an aquatic park. Garden City has done one, and they did an aquatic park as well as, you know, a lot of retail down there. So I think most of those have done well and are well ahead of schedule on paying off those bonds early. So they've been good investments that these communities have made. We have some challenges locally to do this, but certainly something that should be on our radar and actually is on our radar. We'd love to do one.
Yeah. Do we have any ideas locally that of the actual projects we might be able to do?
We've looked at different things. You know, we've talked to developers about Lagoon Hotel, pickleball venue, cornhole venue, all kinds of different things. Even some we've looked at, and we've talked a little bit before at some of our meetings, the Giant, which is a large structure that has basically all LED panels and has a museum underneath it. Museums can be incorporated in these things and draw people. And so finding the right attraction and coupling that with the right spot are two things that, you have to put together. And we basically got three spots in our community, three exits off of the interstate where we would want to focus something like this if you're talking about tourism. So figuring out which one of those is best suited for a Starbond project and then figuring out what that is, then figuring out how you acquire the property and enough property at a affordable level to make it all work. Those are the challenges.
You know, we talked a few weeks ago about the Brown property out at exit 161, I believe. Is that maybe under consideration for this?
Absolutely. That would be a spot that would be considered. There are some challenges with that location because there's no water or sewer running out, underneath the interstate to get out there. So there's a significant expense associated with doing that. But if you have a Starbond district and the right attraction and the right retail, that can pay for those improvements that need to be made and pave the way for the kind of growth that you would hope to get out there with retail and all the things that would come with it. So that's absolutely a location that we would strongly consider for something like this.
You know, on the financial side, I assume that the controversy comes in and the loss of those tax revenues, and does that benefit the community? I wonder if you want to talk about that for a minute or two, just about the pros and cons of doing something like this in terms of that tax base.
Well, there's always trade-offs. You know, you make incentives deal with trade-offs. You're going to lose some tax revenues, or in many cases, most of our incentives that we have in our community are based on incremental increase in property value. So you're not giving up anything you're currently getting, but you're giving up the opportunity to get these additional revenues. Star bonds are a little different because you're giving up, Hayes runs on sales tax and would be giving that up for a period of time until those bonds are retired. So it's always the trade-off. You know, what we make these investments, we pay them off, and in the long run, we have to believe that we're going to be better for making those investments and having those economic development type activities in our community and employing more people and giving people more choices, improving our quality of life. All of those things are worth the sacrifice you make for a period of time until those bonds are retired.
You know, and we see pretty frequently when in surveys and just kind of in general, I think, feedback from the community that one of the things that a lot of people clamor for is things to do. That's really a desire in the community, and this can help us get there.
Absolutely. It's one of the rules with the Star Bond is that 20% of the visitors are supposed to be from outside the state border. You know, they're supposed to be from out of state. I don't know how closely they monitor that or whatever, but the reality is that means 80% of their revenues are coming within the state, within the community. So yes, people would have, more things to do if it's a pickleball venue or a cornhole venue or a Giant or an aquatic park. You know, all of those things are great for a community, not only to draw people in, but also for the people in the community to use it and more retail choices and restaurant choices and everything that comes with that.
Yeah. You know, with our last couple minutes here, I wonder if you want to talk about how important is tourism going to be moving forward as we're dealing with water situations, a declining population in Western Kansas and everything else. You know, is this going to be something 20, 30 years down the road that we're really going to look back on and say that was a good idea? Or is it going to end up being a situation where we're struggling to even bring people in?
Well, I think tourism is critical to us now, depending on how you define tourism. But we have a lot of people from outside our community that come and visit our community for lots of different reasons. Melissa Dixon at the CVB can give you statistics on that. But based on what I have seen her present, we get a lot of tourism into our community, and it's extremely important. And I think the type of investments we would make in like a Star Bond project that are going to pay dividends for decades absolutely are worth making. And if we want to continue to be the type of community that we are, I think we have to make those investments. You know, I always say we have to grow to stay the same. And we have to experience some growth, and tourism would be a great way to do it. Bringing dollars from the outside into our community is a great way to bolster your local economy, employ people, and make Hayes a better place to live.
Excellent.